From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting as leaders of the group of seven richest nations gather in Canada for an annual two-day summit. A key economic advisor to President Donald Trump, Larry Kudlow, said Mr. Trump will not back off on his trade policies.
President Trump is very clear with respect to his trade reform efforts that we will do what is necessary to protect the United States, its businesses, and its workforce.
The G7 meeting comes amid disputes over U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel imports that have angered many U.S. allies and prompted threats of retaliation.
We're talking everything through. There may be disagreements. I regard this much like a family quarrel. I'm always the optimist. I believe it can be worked out.
Kudlow says the global trading system is broken. Mr. Trump's policies are aimed at fair and reciprocal trade as well as growth.
His role as a probably the strongest trade reformer of the past 20 years not only protect American interests, but to open up avenues of growth for our business and our workers, and frankly, to help open up world growth.
Ahead of her participation at the summit, German Chancellor Angela Merkel predicted difficult discussions ahead. Speaking to Parliament Wednesday, she said she hopes to speak privately with Mr. Trump about their disagreements, including the U.S. decision to pull out of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. The U.N. Security Council Wednesday endorsed a French-backed plan for general elections in Libya by the end of the year. Libya's four main leaders agreed at a Paris meeting last month to hold elections by December 10 to lead the North African country out of the chaos it's experienced following the downfall of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News. In Guatemala,